اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا اہل الکتاب قد جاءکم رسولنا یبین لکم علی فترة من الرسل ان تقولوا ما جاءنا من بشیر ولا نذیر فقد جاءکم بشیر ونذیر واللہ علی کل شیء قدیر. او پیپل آف دی بک، او جیوز اینڈ کرسچنز، اور میسنجر ہیز کم ٹو یو علی فترة من الرسل، after a pause, after an interval in the messengerhood. For 600 long years, there was no messenger of Allah, no prophet present on earth. It is fatra. Awwalul fatra. And after Muhammad, total fatra. This institution of prophethood coming to an end in the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was a preamble, a preface to the finishing of and completion of the institution of Nabuwa. Ya al kitab qad jaakum rasuluna yubayyinu lakum ala fatratin min ar-rusul. He is making clear to you things after a gap, after an interval of the messengers. An taqulu ma jaana min bashirin, lest you should say, to us there came no Bashir, no bearer of glad tidings, wala nazir, and no warner. Faqad jaakum bashirum wa nazir. Now, a bearer of the glad tidings and a warner has come to you. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadeer. And Allah is powerful, all powerful. He has power to do anything. Wa is qala Musa li qawmihi. Now there is a very important incident of the history of Bani Israel. After the Exodus, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took all the 12 tribes. And they say, it is written in the book of Exodus, in Bible, in the Old Testament, that they were 600,000 in number. Now they traveled in the Sinai Peninsula towards the southern tip. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them Torah, called Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Tur and gave him the Torah. Now from there they now went upwards to the north, eastward and upward. And when they reached the border of Palestine, Sinai Peninsula bordering Palestine, now they were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter Palestine and fight the people who were occupying that land. When this commandment for fighting in the way of Allah came, they all refused. We can't go to fight. This is a very important incident of their history. And due to that, they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will have to roam in this desert, Sinai desert, for 40 long years. After the completion of those 40 years, when the whole of the generation which was born and raised in slavery in Egypt, they had all been finished. Along with Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun, all died. A new generation which was born in the desert, which was used to the hardships, they were tough in their characters. Then they made jihad and qital under the leadership of the first caliph of Hazrat Moses and his Joshua, Yosha ibn Nun alayhi salam. So that is the incident. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. But I feel is that these ayat must have been revealed before the battle of Badr. Because there was a mention by one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this saying, this incident, in the consultation which the Prophet had before the battle of Badr. Hazrat Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiyallahu ta'ala referred to this incident. That, oh, Messenger of Allah, we are not like the companions of Moses, who said, فَذَبَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَائِدُونَ. We are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You just decide whatever you like, and maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you pleased with us. Our attitude would not be that of the youths who were accompanying Hazrat Musa. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ. And just remember and recall when Musa, when Moses said to his nation, يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O my nation, remember the blessings of Allah upon you. Is Ja'ala Bikum Anbiya. When He raised from amongst you prophets. Before Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was also a prophet. He was also from Bani Israel. He was the son of Jacob. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. And He made you kings. وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And He has given you what He has not given to any other nation of the world. Now this can be a prophecy also. That potentially Allah has given you. There will be big kings from amongst you. David is to come and Solomon is to come. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And maybe he is referring to the days when Hazrat Yaqub with his whole tribe, he entered Egypt. In the time when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was occupying a very high position over there. They were very much honored by the kings at that time. The kings at that time were not the pharaohs. They were the Hyksos kings. They were also alien from the Arabian desert who had come over there and captured Egypt in that era. So they honored and respected these people who were coming from the same source. And they gave them big land holdings. So a big feudal lord is also a sort of a king, small king. So maybe he is referring to that tradition and maybe he is saying it as a prophecy that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you already, potentially, that there will be so many prophets among you and there will be big kings among you. And Allah has given you what He has not given to anybody else. And that is certainly, and that is Torah. This book in Sharia was not given to any other nation before Hazrat Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya qawm idkhulul ardh al muqaddasa. O my nation, now enter this holy land, Palestine, enter it. Allati katab Allahu lakum. Which Allah has already assigned to you. Allah has promised. Promised land, land of our promise. They call it even today, the promised land. And actually it was promised to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has assigned that to you. وَلَا تَرْتَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. Don't go back on your backs. Don't return. Don't reply in the negative. We are not going to fight and enter this land. فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. Then you will become, you know, the losers in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمٌ جَبَّارِينَ. They said, O Moses, this land are dwelling a nation very tyrant, very strong, big warriors. وَإِنَّا لَنْ نَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنَا. We are not going to enter there till they go out of it. فَيَخْرُجُوا مِنَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. If they go out of it, if they vacate the land for us, then we shall enter. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا. Two persons who had the fear of Allah in their hearts and whom Allah had blessed. They were Josha ibn Nun and Kalib ibn Yafanna, two companions of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They stood up. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا اُدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ. Oh, our people, take the courage. Just you enter. Enter this land. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ. If you show this much courage, you enter the land, you will overpower them. You will be victorious. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you this land. So actually only the testing is to show courage. That's the only thing that is required out of you. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا. And you should place all your faith and all your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are really mu'min. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. They said it in the most decisive tone. Inna lan nadkhulaha abadan ba'da mufiya. We are never going to enter this land so long as they are there. Fazhab anta wa rabbuka. So go you and your Lord. Faqatila and make war. Inna ha huna qaidun. We are sitting here. We are not going to make a move. We are sitting here. Now let me say something which you may call apology for the Bani Israel. Why did they say so? Is an apology from them. Why? Due to recurring miracles, they were used to it. If your asa could make a way in the ocean or in the sea, why can't you go with this asa? drive them out. That is why there was no miracle with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to work for it. You have to suffer for it. You have to take each step yourself. You have to go hungry. You might have to go thirsty. You will be persecuted. Allah will not hold back the hands of Abu Jahl or anybody else from persecuting you. So that you are not given to miracles. Work your way. That is very important. They had the miracles after miracles. They needed water. And one striking of this staff of Moses on the rock and 12 springs gushing out. So they were used to it. They were given to it. They wanted a miracle. فَزَبَدَّ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَوْنَا قَاعِدُونَ. But I only wanted to make it clear. That is why in the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find no miracle of that type. The miracle is this Quran. It is the mojza of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was stoned. But no angels came and prevented. Wasn't it so? فَذَبَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَاوْنَا قَاعِدٌ قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ إِلَّا نَفْسِي وَاخِي. Moses said, oh my Lord, I don't have any authority except on my own self and my brother Harun. فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So now please separate us from these people who are transgressors. قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. It is not written here, but it is implied that the request of Moses was not granted. You have to remain with them. And he remained with them till the last. While he was so much annoyed by the attitude of his people that he wanted to go off from them, leave them. فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. No. Remain with them. But we will punish them. And what is the punishment? فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. Now this holy land, which we had already promised to them, it is forbidden for them for 40 long years. يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They will have to wander in this land, in this Sinai Peninsula, in this desert. And as I told you, during these 40 years, the whole generation which was raised in slavery, and this gives a special mentality to the people. We can experience it of ourselves. We remained under the British for 200 years or 100 years. So our mentalities were changed. Courage gone. We became defeatist in our mentality. Apologetic in our attitudes. Same was the condition of the Bani Israel. Due to a long period of slavery, their courage was crushed. So that was now the new generation sprang. Fitrat ke maqasid ki karta hai nigehbani, ya bandai sehrai ya marde kojtani. In the Sahara, the desert, a new generation sprung, and that generation made the jihad fi sabilillah. Watlu alayhim aba ibn adam bilhaq. Now because killing, slaughtering people, murdering people, as we had noted, one of the biggest crimes. The basis of human society is respect for human life. Except when somebody has killed anybody else, well, he will be killed in qisas. Or there are three other forms also. But by and large, the human life is very sacred. Now, for the sanctity of human life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating the incident which happened very early in human history. Two sons of Adam. وَطْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَبْنَي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Narrate to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story of two sons of Adam. Habil and Qabil. Abel and Cain. اِسْقَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. Both of them offered a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ عَدِهِمَا. From one, it was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. And it was not accepted from the other. Now what was the sign that it has been accepted? In those earlier days, those were the days of miracles. A fire descended from heaven and burnt the thing that was presented as a sacrifice for Allah, if it was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qurbanin yaakuluhun nar. That is why it was demanded from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, as a proof of his truthfulness. If he is a messenger of Allah, you should also show this miracle. That was the custom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning. Humanity was in its childhood. So they needed something which can be seen in some miracles and some absolutely out of the way things to believe something. Now humanity is mature enough to use the intellect. And the biggest guide and light for that intellect we have given you, and this is the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was accepted from one and not accepted from the other. Qala, then he said, it is Qabil, whose sacrifice was not accepted. He became jealous. And he said, Laqtulannak, I will kill you. Qala, innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. Habil said, oh, Allah accepts it from only the God-fearing people. People who have taqwa, who love Allah. You should look deep down to your heart. Why Allah has rejected your sacrifice? You should try to mend your ways. Why be angry with me? لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي. If you outstretch your hand, your arm to kill me, مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِيَقْتُلُكَ. I'm not going to extend my hand to kill you. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't kill you. Killing a man is forbidden, haram. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوَّ بِإِسْمِي. I want that if you are not going back on what you are saying, if you will kill me, what will it result? You will have my sins also upon you. So I want to punish you. I want to give you the biggest punishment. And what is that? إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوَّ بِإِسْمِي وَإِسْمِكَ. If you kill me, you will take upon yourself my sins also, in addition to your own sins. Whosoever is killed, if he was innocent, all his sins are burdened over the killer. So he loses nothing. He had to die anyhow. Not if today, tomorrow. Not tomorrow, day after. Death is to come. But if somebody takes upon himself all your sins, you are not the loser. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوَّ بِإِسْمِي وَإِسْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. And then you will become among the people of the fire. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And this is the reward and recompense for the evil doers and for the transgressors. فَتَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. His baser self, his animal self, prompted him to kill his brother. There is always a conflict within you. Should I do it? No, don't do it. It is haram. Something within you says, don't do it. But something again within you says, oh, go ahead. Why don't you kill him? This conflict between evil and goes on in between and within the inner personality of your own. So that is to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring. His baser self, his nafs-e ammara, in the nafs al-ammara to be su, it prompted him to take that courage and kill the brother. فَتَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسَهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَهُ. And he killed him. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And then he became repenting. And he said, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غَرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah sent a crow who was scratching the earth. Maybe there is some in background. Maybe some crow had died. And then the crow comes and scratches the earth so that there is a pit to bury the body of that crow. Maybe all this thing was shown to Qabil by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through crow. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ. To show him how to hide the dead corpse, the dead body of his brother. Because it was very early days of human history and culture. Now he didn't know what to do with him. I've killed my brother. What to do with the dead body? Let it rot here, in the open, in the sun. What to do? But Allah sent a crow. He scratched the earth. And he had the guidance from that I can, you know, bury the dead body of my brother. قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا عَجَزْتُ. And akuna misla hadal ghurab. And then he said, woe to me. I was not able to be equal to this crow even. Fawar yasawat akhi. So that I could myself think how to cover the dead body of my brother. Fasbaha minan nadimeen. And now he became regretful, remorseful. Min ajle zalik katabna ala bani Israel. For that reason we had declared upon bani Israel, but he declared, annahu man qatala nafsan bighair nafsin. If a person kills another person, except in revenge for a murder. If somebody has killed somebody, well, he can be killed in revenge, as a punishment. But if he has not done that, not committed that crime, or fasad in fillah, or if somebody is doing mischief in the land, he has raised a rebellion, he is committing dacoities, mischief. For these reasons, for these crimes, somebody can be hanged, somebody can be killed. But without these two reasons, بغير نفسنا فساد في الأرض, if somebody kills another human being, فَكَانَّمَا قَتَلْ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, it is as if he has killed the whole of humanity. Because he is cutting at the roots of human society. That is the very basic foundation of the human society. Respect for each other's life. How can you live together if you don't respect each other's life? How can you live together if you don't respect each other's right of property? These two things are basic for human culture and society, social order. So you are cutting the root. So as if you have murdered the whole of humanity. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا, and whosoever saves one human life, فَكَانَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, it is like saving the whole of humanity. وَلَقَدْ جَاتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, and our messengers came to them with clear teachings. Bayyinat. Bayyin is something which is self-evident. This word is used for miracles also. This word is used for ayatul Quran also. Ayatul Bayyinat. And the teachings of the deen of Allah, which are very open and which are very clear to the soul of human beings. وَلَقَ جَاهُمْ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُسْلِفُونَ. But even after them, many of them in the land, they are treacherous. They exceed the limits of the Sharia. إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ, now this is the rule for the Muslims now. That was a story which was related of Abel and Cain. Habil and Qabil. Now with this background, what is the commandment now? إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Verily the recompense of those who go to war against Allah and His Messenger. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islamic State takes the place of Allah and His Rasul. Whosoever is rebellious against Islamic State, in the times of Rasul, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going war against the Messenger of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. But now, after his death, it's the Islamic State. If a real Islamic State is present, established, whosoever stands as a rebel against it, who wages war against it, إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا, and they want to make mischief in the land, the recompense is only أَنْ يُقَتَّلُوا, they should be murdered, killed. And taqtil means they should be butchered. Taqtil. Not only qatl, yuqtalu nahi. Yuqtalu. They should be butchered. Aw yusallabu. Or they should be crucified. Aw tuqatta aydihim wa arjuluhum min khilafin. Or their hands or feet should be cut from opposite sides. Aw yunfa min al-ard. Or they should be exiled from the land. Turned out from that land. ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and this is going to be for them a dishonor in this world. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and in the hereafter there will be for them a very big punishment. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, except those who repent and mend their ways before you overpower them. Now just look to it. There's an Islamic State. Some people have stood up in rebellion, challenging the state, waging war against the state. Now, before the state is able to overpower them, if they repent, if they make tawbah, and if they amend their ways, then they will not be killed. But if the state has overpowered them, and then they say, we make tawbah and we apologize, no. The time of tawbah, gone. That is the reason given. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِ. Except those who repent and mend their ways before you overpower them. فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also forgiving. Then forgive them. Because they have on their own repented and mended their ways. Allah is merciful. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. And seek the ways and means of becoming nearer and nearer to Him. If you are really mu'min, if you love Allah, you must gradually go. سَيْرْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are approaching Allah. Not with your feet, with your heart. With your heart and mind. You are becoming nearer and nearer and nearer to Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. Means of becoming nearer and nearer to Allah. And what are these means? This vow now, it is the vow of tafsir, vow of explanation. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And strive hard in His way. This striving hard in the way of Allah is the wasila. The harder you strive in the path of Allah, the nearer you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may be successful and prosperous. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Verily those who disbelieve and reject the faith, لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, had they got with them all the wealth of the whole of the world, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ, and more with it, twofold of the whole of the wealth of the earth, لَيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ, to ransom themselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, from the punishment of the day of judgment, مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ, it will not be accepted from them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْعَلِيمِ, and for them is a very big and painful torment. يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. They will keep on trying to get out of the fire. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا. And they will not be able to get out of it. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ مُقِيمٌ. And for them will be the punishment which is lasting, persisting, permanent. مُقِيمٌ. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ. Now the second thing. As I told you, respect for human life. The other thing is respect for property. You shouldn't steal. You can have a bargain. You can have trading. You earn from each other. You can work for somebody and you can get the wages from him. Everything is okay. But to steal, that is wrong. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ. And a thief, whether he is a male or a female, فَقْتَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. Chop off the hands of both. This is the punishment. جَزَامْ بِمَا كَسَبَا. It's the recompense for what they have earned. نَكَالَمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. It's an exemplary punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to eradicate theft from the society. And definitely, these punishments of Islam, they are exemplary. They are very stern, no doubt. But we accept, yes, they are correct. Without that, this theft and murdering, it cannot be rooted out from the society. What is happening to the West? Despite all the education, all the means of persuasion, all these communication, media, everything is there. Still, most heinous crime, it is prospering here. Why? Because the punishments are not strong. You can have the example of some of the Muslim countries. For example, used to be the case in Saudi Arabia. No theft whatsoever. But now because they themselves have become loosened, you know, it's a different case now. But a few years earlier, about 10, 15 years earlier, no theft, no trace of any theft. Only during the days of Hajj, because, you know, people came from other countries, especially Yemenis, they committed theft. But no Saudi individual never committed any theft. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. This is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I don't want to tell you the incident, you know. But I think you should go further. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقُ فَقْعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا نَكَالًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ Whosoever repents and mends his way after committing this sin, وَأَصْلَحَ He has corrected himself. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ So Allah will also turn towards him with compassion, with mercy, with forgiveness. And He is the forgiving one, and He is the merciful one. So now, this is not, if you have committed the theft, you have incurred upon you two things. A punishment here, and a punishment in the hereafter. Tawbah will save you from the punishment of the hereafter. Not of this world. If a thief says, well, I make tawbah. Okay. You must make tawbah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saves you from the punishment of the hereafter. But here, this had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is hududullah, it must be executed. The punishment will be given here. Alam ta'alam anna Allah lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Don't you know that to Allah belong the sovereignty and kingdom of all the heavens and the earth. Yu'azzibu man yasha wa yaghfiru liman yasha. He will punish whomsoever He pleases and He will forgive whomsoever He pleases. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ And Allah has authority over everything. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ لَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ Now this word, يُسَارِعُونَ, سَارِعُ, it will come many times now. So you understand what is the essence. سُرْعَة, speediness. If one is working hard for some end, this is يُسَارِعُ, فِي, for that cause, for that end, for that purpose, for that goal. Then musara, competition. We compete with each other. I want to go ahead. I want to do more service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to do more service to deen. So this is musara. You are competing with each other as if in a race. So, ya ayyuha rasulullah yahzunka. O messenger of Allah, let not those people grieve you. Who are striving and moving in all the directions. Fil kufr. Fi sabilil kufr. They are striving for disbelief. Against Allah. Against the Islamic State. Against you. Against the Muslim society. Min alladhina qalu amanna bi afwahim. And they are two groups. Number one is, from among those who say with their lips and mouths, we believe. Walam tu'min qulubuhum. And their hearts do not believe. What does it mean? Munafiqun. There were two groups there who were active against the Islamic State, against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa min alladhina hadu. And the second group from among the Jews. Now there was, so to say, a joint front among them, between them, against this Islamic State, against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't be grieved. Allah will tackle them. They will not be able to do any harm to you. And what are the attributes of these people? سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ They listen very much to whatever is false. Their hearts jump and are attracted towards lies and falsehood. سَمَّعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ And they listen on behalf of another people. Munafiqeen came to the sittings where the Prophet ﷺ was sitting, meetings of the Prophet, and they were, as fifth columnist, they were hearing what is happening here. What decisions are being taken. And then they went to the Jews, tell them, now today this has been decided. This is going to be done. So they are listening for others. سَمَّعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ for other people, lam yatuk, who don't come to you. They are not coming to you, but they are their agents. They are here to listen for them. Yuharrifun al-kalima min ba'di mawadi'ihi. And they change the context of the words after that being fixed. Yaquluna in utitum hadha fakhuzuhu. And they say to each other, if you are given this thing, accept it. They used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taking a dispute, decide this. But they had already decided beforehand that if the Prophet decides this way, accept his judgment. But if he decides the other way, reject it. So that was a conspiracy. Apparently they are coming to the Prophet, oh Prophet, oh Messenger of Allah, we have a dispute, please judge between us. Very innocently. But actually it was a conspiracy. They have pre-decided it. If the decision is this, accept it. If not, you save yourself. يَقُولُونَ إِنْ أُوْتِيْتُمْ هَذَا فَخُذُوهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْتَوْهُ فَحْذَرُوهُ. If you are not given that verdict, then you keep away. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ فِتْنَتَهُ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting in fitna, in temptation, in trial, فَلَنْ تَمْلِكُ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. You will not have any authority in favor of him to save him from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُطَحِّرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. They are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not wished to purify their souls and hearts. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ. For them is disgrace in this world. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And in the hereafter for them there will be a very big punishment. سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ. They listen to whatever is false. Very much like the lies. أَكَّالُونَ لِلسُّحْتِ. They eat the unlawful, haram. فَإِنْ جَاؤُكَ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ أَوْ أَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. If they come to you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's up to you. If you decide to judge between them, okay. And if you decide not to judge between them, because you can see through their intentions, if they are sincere, if they want actually to take your judgment, well, go ahead. Give the judgment, give the verdict. You have to spend some time to listen to both the parties. Your time is very precious. But if you feel that it is only a conspiracy, they don't really or sincerely want a verdict from me, then R is on whom? Then you just turn away from them. Okay, no, I am not going to take your case. Take it to somebody else. Go to your own rabbis. Go to your own chieftains. R is on whom? Find Thor is on whom? And if you turn away from them, فَلَنْ يَضُرُّكَ شَيْئًا. There could be a fear that they will go, you know, and make it a scandal. Well, look to this person. He says he claims to be a messenger of Allah. And we went to him with a dispute. Please give us a verdict. And he is refusing. What type of a messenger of Allah he is? They could scandalize it. But Allah says, don't worry, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't worry. لَنْ يَضُرُّكَ. They will not be able to harm you, شَيْئًا, even a little. وَإِنْ حَكَمْتَ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ. But if you decide to judge, then you judge between them with qist, equity, justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the equitables only, who do justice. وَكَيْفَ يُحَكِّمُونَكَ. And how are they making you a judge? وَعِنْدَهُمُ التَّوْرَاةِ. Although they have the Torah with them, the book of Allah is there, the Sharia is there. Fiha hukmullah. In that Torah, the judgment of Allah is already with them. Summa yatawallawna min ba'd zalik. But after that, they are turning away from Torah. Actually, what happened? There was a case of fornication between a Jew man, a Jew woman. And both were married. They knew it, that the punishment according to Torah is stoning to death. Rajum. Well, they said, go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe because they might have known that there is no ayatul rajm in Quran. So maybe we will be saved from there. And we shall say, we had the verdict from the court of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they came there. And they belonged to Khaybar. Came from Khaybar all the way. The Prophet said, what is the punishment in Torah? They said, no, we don't know. There's nothing. Qul fatu bit Tawrat, fatluh. The Prophet said, bring the book. And someone of them was, he put a hand on that ayah to hide it. He was asked to remove his hand and the ayah was there. And the Prophet decided, I declare, on the authority of Torah, both of them, because they are married, must be stoned to death. So this is it. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ They are actually turning their backs to the law of Torah. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ And they are not the believers. They neither believe in you, nor they believe in Torah. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاكَ Now this section is very important. حُكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ To a community, to a nation, to an ummah, to whom Sharia has been given, if this community is not judging matters according to their Sharia, they are the kafirs, they are the